Hello and welcome on the Belgian Eye. His name was Sjoerd. Last Friday I saw an article from a newspaper on my Facebook wall. It was just a local item, 18-year-old moped driver dies in an accident. Normally such an article doesn't spur my attention, for there are still way too many people that die on Belgian roads. Moped, scooter or motorcycle, I know I also like to drive it from time to time, and if you let me, I do it on a sunny highway, bare-chested in basketball shorts. But moped, scooter and motorcycle are, according to the statistics, still the biggest killers on the road. So, nothing special except his name, Sjoerd. I don't know any guy with that name, and I never heard that name in Belgium, although it's quite a nice name. I heard it once on a kid in the skating park. That little shy boy with glasses and black hair. I remember him because he reproached me for always forgetting his name, and yes, he did have a name that was so impossible and so strange to me that I should never forget it, but I did. Sjoerd and his friends. They lived in the houses near to the small skating park. For them, it didn't start as a skating park, it was just their playground. They played there with the ball, with the skateboard, and yes, one of them already had some rollerblades. We were the grown-ups. We came from a little bit further. The small skating park was, for us, the ideal spot to practice our rollerblading. We were just amateurs, but in that small skate park, we were the best. The pros. And kids like Sjoerd admired our skills and knowledge. We were their big examples. The last thing I remember was him showing me his new rollerblades. The little shy guy was the first proud owner in their group of some real fancy pro-aggressive rollerblades. When I saw the article in the newspaper, I started thinking about that 12-year-old chap. How he is. Does he still skate? Probably not, for I haven't seen him for a while. But to be honest, it has already been some time that we were in that small skate park. That park is where he lives, so he's probably still skating there. On the other hand, you know how it goes with 12-year-old kids? They still have to find their way through life, so perhaps those skates ended up somewhere forgotten in the closet while he's playing soccer now. Sjoerd V. Have I mentioned that the guy from the accident was from the same neighborhood as a kid that I knew? It can't be the same one, because our Sjoerd was really just a kid, 10 to 12 years old at most. Then again, I believe he bought his skates from Paco, and the last time I was with Paco in that small skating park must have been somewhere in 2010? 2009? Which means that I looked him up on Facebook. I saw pictures of Sjoerd V, an old teenager, and a lot about mopeds and scooters, and yes, one of his oldest pictures was him jumping off the fan box with his new rollerblades on. It was Sjoerd. Although I knew him so short and so bad, I can't stop thinking about him. There are some things you expect to stay the same, but it changes. We make our history faster than we think. Sjoerd, I won't forget your name anymore. And I'll try to enjoy the present, because I know it might be the past too soon. Enjoy wherever you are, and have a nice day.